My name is Gabriela Flores, G A B R I E L L A, Flores, F L O R E S. And I am recording an interview with
Cindy, C I N D Y, Garza, G A R Z A.
From
Kingsville, K I N G S V I L L E.
The date is September 28, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at John E. Carner Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamalala Festival. To begin, what do tamales mean to you?
Family gathering.
What special memories do you have of tamales?
My grandma with her her daughters and her daughter-in-law sitting at the table making tamales.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them? Can you share some of those traditions?
The traditions is making tamales for the holidays, with family around helping out, and just talking memories, laughing.
Is there a particular person that you associate tamales with?
With my mom.
Okay. How do you eat tamales?
I usually eat them with ketchup. And I know a lot of people don't like it, but that's how I like it.
Okay. What ingredients do you use and where do you get them?
Most of the ingredients, I believe, are used from H-E-B. The meat is usually used like when people hunt, and they usually have a deer meat or pork meat. So my dad would usually get it from friends.
Mm-hmm. How do you serve tamales?
Usually served hot, of course, in the morning, usually. That's about it, I guess.
And what are your favorite kinds of tamales and why?
Mine are bean. That's the only ones I eat. I just love beans. I don't care for the pork or any of that.
Okay. And what if the most unusual tamal filling you've ever seen?
Corn.